Empower Radio presents The Butterfly Moment. It's the classic quantum leap in personal growth. Now here are your hosts for The Butterfly Moment, John Schalter and Carrie Hall on Empower Radio.
Well, good morning. Good morning. This is John Schalter on The Butterfly Moment with my beautiful wife, Carrie.
Hi, and good morning.
Good morning, Carrie. Before we get to our guests, we're very excited about talking to you today. We want to mention a couple of things that, number one, Carrie and I are life coaches. This is The Butterfly Moment, where we talk about, you know, kind of those moments of human potential, of belief, of understanding, of awareness, and confidence. We'd like to invite you to have that same moment. We're both life coaches, and if you'd like a free session where we talk about you, we talk about your goals, talk about your potential butterfly moment, call 586-997-HELP. That's 4357, 586-997-HELP, for 55 minutes of a free coaching session. We're very excited. This week, we are launching our new website. I've been working diligently with Maria Savoy, and to get to that, it's lifecoach1.com, lifecoach1.com. So if you'd like more, know more about what our programs are about, you can visit us or call us at our website of lifecoach1. Okay, Carrie?
Hi. Well, we're very excited today. Have an amazing guest with us. His name is Alan Goetz, and his better part is named Angela Goetz. Mm-hmm. And we've known Alan and Angela for a long time, but I won't digress here because Alan and Angela have gotten together with some of their dearest friends and created the most unique space I've ever seen in my life. It's called 20 Front Street. 20 Front Street, and it is in the former resort town of Lake Orion, Michigan. I'm sure all Michiganders are familiar with Lake Orion. It is 20 Front Street, and it is like so cool. It is like the social space for conversation, live music, social cafe, creamery. It is just a very unique place. We're going to delve right into this conversation and ask Alan, how did it all start?
So I think this is going to be fun. And by the way, hi, John and Carrie.
Hi, Alan.
How you doing, Alan?
So cool to be doing this with you guys. And after having done other things with you, like the Bethlehem Deli Project, and just hear what you're doing now, it's super duper inspirational, and I'm super excited
to be
here.
Well, we feel
today.
The same way about 20 Front Street and everything that the Goetz family does.
Yeah, just by way of introduction, you know, I see this as not just a business venture. Even though, Alan, you're one of the most entrepreneurial guys that I know, this it blew me away because it's not only a music venue. It is a ministry of sorts. It's a ministry of collecting these talented people to come under this intimate venue and really, really experience music. But I don't want to get there yet. I want to get to, you know, kind of the background of the story, Alan.
Absolutely. So how it started was a little more than a year ago. So it was the October before last. I was up at a retreat up in northern Michigan at a camp called Spring Hill. And it's a weekend men's retreat called Man Up that Kensington Church puts on. And I was invited to go. And actually, I was not planning to go. I was planning to go duck hunting, believe it or not.
And that's great.
A friend of mine called from Florida and said, hey, I want to go to the retreat that my son went to last year. And so with that, I changed my plans and went up there. So it wasn't something that was really on my radar. Mm. And we got up there. And there was a gentleman speaking named Jamie Winship. And as I was sitting there listening to him talk, he basically said, ask God what he wants you to do and then do it. And so I don't think I ever really had prayed that prayer specifically or just really surrendered what my plans were to go duck hunting or whatever it was to, and just really prayed that prayer. So I just said, God, what do you want me to do? And every time, and throughout the weekend, I prayed that several times. And every time I saw this vision of this building in Lake Orion, which I knew the building, and that it was vacant and it was deteriorated,
And Alan, is the actual address of that building 20 Front Street?
It is.
Okay.
And it was really, really a mess over there. But so I prayed the prayer. I told this guy about the prayer, and he just, I think he thought I was nuts. And so then I came back and told Angela, and she said, how was Man Up? How was the weekend? I said, good. I said, interesting. Every time I prayed, I saw the same vision in my head of this building. And she said, well, let's go over and look at it. So we went over there, and there was a sign up that said for rent and a phone number on it, and we called it. And the guy came over and met us, and it was a mess, just wet plaster. It was heated with a wood-burning stove. There were cats running around all over that were
basically deserted.
Yeah, it was deserted. And we both had this vision for it being this intimate acoustic listening room where audience and artists would engage and have this really neat musical experience. And it was so funny because I told a few other people about it. I prayed with my mentor, Lauren Siffering, who's 86-year-old, and he came over and we prayed in the backyard next to this pear tree, and he said, I think you should do it. And it made no sense whatsoever, but other people came along and encouraged me. John, you were one of those. And people said, you know what? I really think you should go for it. And it really made no sense financially, but it really felt like a calling that I couldn't ignore. And then interestingly, about 2 months into meeting with the owner of the building, he said to me on the day that I called, he was thinking to himself that that space should be turned into a music venue.
Interesting.
And so he partnered with us to do a lot of the heavy mechanicals and the roof and that kind of thing. And then a few people came alongside of me, Scott Loudon, who owns a recording studio, two investors, Mike Link and Jay Richardson, and a good friend of mine, Brian Lowe, who owns an ad agency. And we got together and started meeting about this project, and it started to happen. And, you know, all along the way, it's been challenging, as you can imagine. It's a 1940 building that was built by Cleon Middleton in 1940 as a creamery. So they made ice cream there and cottage cheese and milk, and actually sold ice cream cones for 10 cents upstairs.
I love that history. That
yeah. You can feel it when you're in the building. I mean, it's just so authentic.
And it is. There is this sense of groundedness there, or something like that, where you can tell that it's been there a long time. And in fact, we have a picture of Cleon Middleton standing in front of this door that we salvaged, and we interviewed his daughter.
Oh my gosh, beautiful!
And that was part of the. We wanted it to be a family-oriented space, so kind of the opposite of a nightclub. Atmosphere. We wanted it to be something that would be comfortable for families to come to. And I have five daughters, and really one of their favorite things in life is ice cream. And we added that element. There's a lower walk-up ice cream window that's going to open in May, and that's the creamery part of it.
So you can enjoy your ice cream right along a creek, you know, and there'll be a window. You can walk up there. It's so beautiful and idyllic.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's Paint Creek that runs through the back, and it's right by a children's park. We also share a parking lot with the Orient School of Music, who are great. The teachers are actually going to perform. They're fantastic. They're called Lac LaBelle. They're going to perform at 20 Front Street coming up. And the new entrance to the Paint Creek Trail is in the backyard. And we have an art center back there. So it almost felt like, as we started to go, this was meant to be the piece that was missing for this area.
It's really, it's like exploding with creativity and beauty. And Alan, tell me about the church pews that are in the music space.
That's an awesome story. So even before we had this deal worked out to do the venue there, a friend of mine sent me a text, and she said, here's a Craigslist link. They're tearing down a church in Caro, and they're getting rid of
Caro, Michigan.
Caro, Michigan, yep. And they're getting rid of these pews that they're kind of semi-circular. And that was kind of the vision, that when you had a performer there, that you'd be up close and personal with them. So this kind of in the round situation with these pews, as soon as I saw the picture online, I got in the car, drove up to Caro, and we got all of these pews, and they're hand-carved from 1893.
And they're absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm.
They are so beautiful. And so we actually found the exact lengths of pews that would fit into this space and built them up on risers.
Mm. Oh, my God. And then your floor is equally as amazing.
So the floor, this is another great story. We were meeting with a friend of ours, Craig Carrick, who is just a champion of music as well. And we were telling him about the venue, and he said, a friend of mine has the stage from the Michigan State Fairgrounds Gymnasium where they used to do music. And he has this all in his garage. It's hard rock maple. And he said he's been saving it. He wants it to have a musical life. And he'll donate it to you. He called him and told us that he would donate it to us if we went up there and got it. So that's the floor that's under the stage. And there's so many stories.
Oh, your brickwork,
like
Alan. Tell us about your brickwork.
Mm. Oh, the brick is awesome. So we kind of the same thing. We had kind of this idea of everything in the venue room being, you know, close to 100 years old and all of this, nothing brand new in there, but things that we had salvaged or rescued from somewhere. And someone was telling us that there was a place in Romeo that sells this reclaimed bricks from Detroit buildings and buildings all over that are torn down. And we went out there, and they said they didn't have any left, but I didn't know that. And I was meeting some friends, and I got lost walking through the brickyard. And we came across a pile of it, and it actually turned out to be more than enough to what we wanted to do with the walls in there. And we found this fantastic mason named Tennyson, and he installed all this reclaimed brick.
Mm. And it's absolutely beautiful.
Alan, as you know from our lunches together, this show is called The Butterfly Moment, and actually it's that moment where in the cocoon, the caterpillar, finally realizes that it's something more than it thought, and that it was not just a caterpillar. It was perhaps one of the most beautiful insects in the world, and it can fly.
Yeah.
And our belief is that in any project, in any life, in any circumstance, that there can be this butterfly moment where it's an aha moment where it's like, we can really do this. This is really good. This is not just a dream. And I know you had these sessions of prayer and inspiration, but where did it happen where you were walking through there and say, oh my God, this is going to manifest?
Well, I'm so glad that this call happened today, because that was actually last night. And makes me a little emotional thinking about it, because we had this vision for this cafe in the back where it would be, we would serve healthy things, and it would be a social space where people could meet. And it seems so daunting. If you would have seen the, and I think you did, John, see the condition of the building before.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed so daunting to get this thing up and running, and all the things that we need to do with the health department, food service license, and just all of these expenses. And last night, actually, we opened the cafe before the show, and it was filled with people, and music was playing, and we have this kombucha on tap that's made in Michigan, and people were enjoying that. We had a local coffee roaster bring over fresh roasted coffee, and we had someone who made desserts locally bring them over, and it was just filled with people and filled with life. And my favorite performer that has performed to date was last night, and it was a sold-out show for Daniel Champagne, who's from Australia, and just one of the most tremendous performers. And so engaging, and just the energy in the room last night. I was sitting there, and I thought, wow, we actually did this. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And all along these ways, John, I know you've felt this, and Carrie, and you're going along, and you're thinking, man, I wonder if we're going to be able to pull this off.
Right.
You know? And,
are we crazy?
Yeah. And several days, what wrong turn did I end up taking to end up here? Right. but then last night I just really was sitting there. It really was a butterfly moment where I was just like, you know what? So many people were blessed last night. The artist was blessed and the audience was blessed. And the people I believe that were working there last night were blessed. And it just was, almost overwhelming. And it was that feeling. It was like you're ripping through the cocoon, and you're like thinking, wow,
I can fly.
This is incredible. Right. You're like, holy cow.
That's so great, Alan.
Flying.
You're not only flying, you're teaching other people to fly.
Yeah, the great thing about this is that, and we do this not just to hear the story, but to provide a template or to provide inspiration to our clients, to our listeners, with their own butterfly story and their own hopes and dreams and their own frustrations. And so you, as a person who's been there, Alan, what do you say to the person who has a dream? What do you say to the person that, you know, is undergoing hardship and is ready to give up? Where do you go?
Well, probably going to get a little emotional here too, because of who I'm speaking to here, John, is that you had this moment, I believe, with me when we spoke it, when we said, we're going to be sitting in one of the rows watching this musical that we were working on called Bethlehem Del. We're going to be sitting there watching this together. And we spoke that out loud, and we believed it, and we took action. And I remember sitting in that row at Avon Players, overcome with emotion as we saw what we had worked so hard on and believed in so much, and your beautiful writing come to life on the stage, and to sit there and seeing that it happened, you know. And
that
I think one of the important things was that we spoke it. We said, here's what's going to happen. We're going to be sitting there watching this.
Just a little aside, Angela Getz is Alan's wife, and she was actually on Broadway as an actress, singer, dancer when her and Alan met. And Angela was in Bethlehem Deli, both productions, and she did such an amazing job.
And we're so proud to have Alan as a friend and Angela because of their talent. And Alan, you're not a singer, but you are one heck of a songwriter, my friend. And, you know, that project that you're mentioning was Bethlehem Deli, which is a Christmas musical play that we will resurrect someday. And
Hey, maybe you'll do it at 20 Front Street. But I kind of disagree, Alan, because I really like you as a singer. I think you're amazing. You don't do it enough. That's my only problem. I just want to say that this whole thing is sounding like a commercial for Pure Michigan. I mean, everything that you used was so indigenous to our great state of Michigan that we all love. And I just cannot say how unique this space is, how beautiful it is, how cool it is, how happy you feel when you're there. It's just like a mixture of family, friends, music, ice cream, coffee, baked goods, beauty. When we were there on New Year's Eve, it was just so great to see all the kids there, and they were playing records, and it was a social space for family. And you know, you have a great vinyl album collection, and you know, the girls, the Getz girls, you're going to be hearing a lot more about them in the future. Sophia, Gracie, Ella, Naomi, and Gabby. They were there and just kind of owning the space and welcoming everybody.
Well, here's the deal. The secret is out, and you are booking some really, really great guests that are nationally, internationally known. Is that correct?
Yeah. So we, for next month, we have Tony Luca, who was one of the finalists on The Voice, coming. And he was part of that group with Christina Aguilera and Justin Timberlake, part of that crew. And so he's coming. We have guitarists from all over the world coming. We had one of the top guitarists in the world, Tony McManus, play there. We recorded it, and then he shared it on his social media. And so really, it's amazing that people are going to be coming to Little Lake Orion from all over. In fact, it was neat. I was talking to some of the audience members last night, and there was a guy that drove from Sarnia last night to see the show.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Alan, tell us a little bit about the live streaming.
Yeah. So our goal in the future, so we've started out, we have a 90-seat acoustic music venue. The goal in the future is to do a really high-level live stream with 5 cameras and something where a fan of an artist can tune in from wherever. And we're really hoping that, you know, in the future we'll get like somebody like Bob Seger or Kid Rock or people that are really, you know, people that could sell out the Palace or DTE, but that will come in there for an intimate moment, pull up a bar stool and live stream something special and unique to planet Earth. And one of the goals with that is that not only raise money for the artists and 20 Front Street, but primarily for the charity of the artist's choice. So we're hoping to set up something where the artist can choose a foundation or a charity that they want to donate a percentage to, and that we could raise money through these things. And I really think that I believe it's in the works. We don't know who it is yet, but I believe there will be high-level artists that will be doing that sometime in the future.
Now, if we have listeners out there that want to be part of this this movement that I see, this musical movement, there's a couple of ways. There's a way of making a donation. And why don't you make sure that everyone has your contact information, if they can keep, you know, kind of in track of your guests and your shows?
Sure. So the easiest way to find us is just 20frontstreet.com, and that's where all the ticketing information is. You also, John, mentioned people that want to partner with us. We have something called the Founders Membership. And, John, I want to thank you for being one of our first founders.
Thank you.
And what happens with that group of people is they have an opportunity to buy tickets before they go on sale to the general public. We also have a Romanian artist that's going to do an art installation, and we're going to add the names of all the founders in that as well. And that's just on the 20frontstreet.com website, and there's a button there where you click on memberships. And so that's really a neat way for people to partner with us.
Mm.
We have some amazing shows coming up. You'll see on the website, and more announced every day, but we're going to have a jazz legend coming up on there.
Wow.
We're going to have some of the DSO related people. Rick Robinson, who was a former DSO bassist, has a great family-oriented group coming next Thursday, the 26th.
Alan, did the Nashville Songwriter Night happen?
No, we're going to have, one did happen, but we're going to have another Nashville Songwriters Night at the end of the month. I believe that's on the 27th. And a great hometown gal coming back to the area, Olivia Millershin, I think is the 28th. And then just all from now till summer, some surprise people, finalists from American Idol, all
Grace
kinds
Lee,
of different music.
Yeah.
Our local girl, Grace Lee, Best Stalker,
yeah,
another
yeah.
amazing talent. Well, you know, Alan, it's like you dreamed of an intimate space where you could make a connection between the artist and the audience. You prayed by a pear tree with your mentor. You worked like gangbusters. And then you had your butterfly moment.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you before we go a little story about your ministry and who it's affecting. Carrie and I decided that Jeremiah Jackson, who's our foster kind of adoptee who's in prison right now, I told him over the phone that his name was going to be on one of the bricks. And he started crying.
Wow. It's awesome,
and,
buddy.
And to think that your creation gave him inspiration to make it through his release time is unbelievable to me. The tentacles of this goodness are just astounding. And I think that you and I don't really know yet what it's going to do, what it's going to reach. That's in God's hands.
Yep. And you said it best, I think, John. And actually what you said I shared with our team the next day is that you said, we have only dipped our toe in the goodness. And I'm believing that.
Mm.
And I'm excited to see what God has in store for us over the next few years.
You know, Ellen, your whole family has always been so creative and such an inspiration to everybody. And it's just so great to see it just encompassing so many people and giving so many people hope.
Well, I appreciate it, and likewise. So we're excited to be partnering with you guys again. And I'm going to say I'll practice what we just talked about, and I'll say out loud right now that Bethlehem Deli will arise again in a even larger venue, and it's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, we look forward to, we tell everybody that we talk to, and we're telling everybody now, I know it's cliche, don't walk, run to 20 Front Street in Lake Orion and just share in all the goodness and the light and the beauty. Meet the Getz girls, meet Angela, meet Alan, meet his partner, Scott and yeah. Jay and Mike and Brian, and just see all the beauty and all the amazing, amazing Michigan repurposed, reused, indigenous to Michigan floors and pews and brick.
Yeah. And you know, the inspiration is also, you know, not just what you've done, but how you've done it and how you've maintained a vision and of this being kind of a family place that you can go to. What better venue for kids to be inspired and up close and really intimately experiencing talent in music is just an unusual thing. It's really a special sauce for you guys.
God bless you guys. Thanks. Going forward, Alan. We love you.
Oh, love you too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And, you know, give the girls a hug and we'll be out there and supporting you. And just know that your butterfly moment is much appreciated, Alan.
Thanks so much. All right. Love you guys.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.